I am sad. I have not seen Romney for 2 years.
They say he's very busy with good works. He has parted Lee Hall into an almshouse. He made one day an almshouse of his heart.
Always makes me sad to go to parties. I went tonight among the lights and talkers to Lord Howe's. I like him. He's my friend. The rooms were filled with crinkling silk sweeping about the fine dust of most subtle courtesies. Lady Waldemar is very pretty. Her maid must use both hands to twist that coil of tresses. She missed, though, a gray hair. A single one, I say. Otherwise, the woman looked immortal.
Look! There's Lady Waldemar, to the left in red, whom Romney Lee, our ablest man, is about to marry.
Is Lee our ablest man? The same, I think, once jilted by a recreant pretty maid adopted from the people. He seems to have plucked a flower from the other side of the social hedge.
Mark how she stirs. Just waves her head as if a flower indeed, touched far off by the vain breath of our talk.
A flower, of course. She neither sews nor spins and takes no thought of her garments falling off.
If that fairest fair is talked of as the future wife of Lee, she's talked of, too, as Lee's disciple. You may find her name on all his missions and commissions, schools, asylums, hospitals. He had her down with other ladies, whom her starry lead persuaded from their spheres to his country place. And there they say she has tarried half a week. And milked the cows, and churned the butter, and pressed the curd, and said, my sister to the lowest drab of all the assembled castaways, worked beside them at the washing tub. Conceive, Sir Blaise, those naked, perfect arms, round, glittering arms, plunged elbow deep in suds, like wild swans hid in lilies all the shake.
I breathe large at home.
We are buried alive in this close world in one more room.
How she talked to pain me. A woman's spite. You wear steel mail. A woman plucks a delicate needle out as if it were a rose and pricks you carefully beneath your nails, your eyelids, in your nostrils. A beast would roar so tortured. But a human creature must not, shall not, no, not for shame. What vexes after all is just that such as she with such as I knows how to vex. Sweet heaven, she takes me up as if she had fingered and dog-eared me and spelled me by the fireside half a life.
And why should I be pained that Romney should marry Lady Waldemar?
She held her newly blossomed gladness in my face. Clearly Romney wants a wife, so good.
The man's need of woman is greater than the woman's of man.
And easier served.
Where we yearn to lose ourselves and melt like white pearls in another's wine, he seeks to double himself by what he loves and make his drink more costly by our pearls.
Romney wants a wife. After all, why not?
If I could ride with naked soul and make no noise, and pay no price, I would have seen thee sooner, my Italy. For I have heard thee crying to me through my life, through the piercing silence of ecstatic graves.
Even a witch these days must melt down gold pieces to anoint her broomstick ere she rides. And poets are ever scant of gold.
I wonder if the manuscript of my long poem, sold outright, would fetch enough to buy me shoes to walk there.
I will sell my father's books, and so be almost rich.
Tomorrow, no delay.